You're listening to the Qalam Podcast, Ramadan Reflections by Mufti Hussain Kamani. This summer, Mufti Hussain will be teaching the Hadith Intensive. Students will study the different methods of compilation and preservation of a Hadith, the major role female scholars have played in Hadith preservation, the biography of famous Hadith narrators, as well as different Ahadith collections and excerpts from famous Hadith texts like Sahih al-Bukhari. For more information, visit hadithintensive.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الانبياء وعلى اله الاسكياء واصحابه الاتقياء اما بعد. The journey to spiritual growth involves three very important steps: علم, عمل, and اخلاص. Knowledge, practice upon that knowledge, and sincerity. Anything short of this will lead you to an incomplete journey. Your spirituality will not be complete. And even when it comes to this structure right here of knowledge, practicing that knowledge and sincerity, you must reach the end of that journey while following each step in its right place. Otherwise, even then, your journey is incomplete. As they say, الْعَالِمُونَ كُلُّهُمْ هَالِكُونَ إِلَّا الْعَامِلُونَ وَالْعَامِلُونَ كُلُّهُمْ هَالِكُونَ إِلَّا الْمُخْلِصُونَ وَالْمُخْلِصُونَ عَلَى خَطَرٍ عَظِيمٍ. That all of those who have knowledge will be destroyed unless they practice on it. And all of those who practice will also be destroyed unless they are sincere. And those who are sincere are at the doorstep of great danger. Shaitan is waiting there to take it away from them. Never be content by just doing the action. Following it through right till the end with sincerity is where the true reward actually is. Someone asked Faqih Abu Layth As-Samarqandi, what is sincerity? How does a person know when they're sincere in their action? Faqih Abu Layth gave a very beautiful explanation. He said, imagine a person who is a shepherd and he's in the middle of his flock and salah time comes and he starts praying. When this person is praying in the middle of his flock surrounded by animals, is he expecting any reward from these animals? Is he expecting any props from these animals? Is he expecting anyone to come and praise him and say, wow, you're such a pious person? As far as he's concerned, the animals have no idea what he's doing. In his heart, he knows that there is no one watching him other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is doing it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Faqih Abu Layth said, this is when a person is sincere in their action. Where anyone watching them or not watching them, anyone praising them or not praising them, anyone giving them something or not giving them something. And if sometimes we do things for people's praise, and sometimes we do certain things just to stay away from being blamed by other people. So I'll give you an example of that. There are those people who read Quran possibly because they want to be praised by others, that, you know, look at this person, he reads Quran. Then there's another person who reads Quran not to be praised, but so at least their mom and dad don't nag on them anymore. That's why. So to get away from the blame of people. So nobody mocks me. Nobody makes fun of me. You know, the guilt. I want to stay away from the guilt. This is also a form of riya and showing off. When we talk about doing something solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must understand in Islam, this is a very important principle. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Bayyinah, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not order us, but so that we worship Him sincerely for His cause. حُنَفَاءَ, cut away from every other distraction, cut away from right or left. We do it only and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ. I am the most free of any person who should be made partners with. I am not in any need of partnership. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a deed done solely for His sake. مَنَ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَشْرَكَ فِيهِ مَعِيَ غَيْرِي تَرَكْتُهُ وَشِرْكُهُ. Whoever does a deed while making another person a partner for me, with me, then I leave that action and I leave that person to who they were doing it for. Go and seek your reward there. You have nothing with me at all. Sometimes we go through so much sacrifice. We go through such difficulty. So we had the knowledge down, we attended all the seminars, we followed through with the action of fasting for 30 days and reading Quran and coming to Taraweeh prayer and all this other good stuff, but we lose out on that third step because Shaitan is waiting right at that door. He knows we've come so far and this is the last chance he'll get to rob us. And what does he do? He steals us of our sincerity. Now there are some people who ask this question. They say, I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but along with that, I would like to get Jannah in return as well. I'm doing it for the sake of Allah, but I would also like to be rewarded in this world. Is there anything wrong with that? So there's nothing wrong with that at all. If a person is doing something primarily for the sake of Allah, and then secondarily for X, Y, and Z other reasons, then that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is fasting, and they're doing it solely for the sake of Allah, but then they also know that I will also gain health benefit from this. There's nothing wrong with that. Your main reason is not the health benefit. The main reason is what? For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and along with that, if I go into ruku', it'll make my back a little soft, it'll stretch me out a little bit. Or if I pray my salah on time, it'll make me more punctual in my schedule. If I give my zakat, it'll make me a better human being, and I'll feel, you know, whatever X, Y, and Z, I'll get my tax benefit out of giving my zakat to X, Y, and Z institution. If that benefit is secondary, and it, you know, and the main thing is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had it not been for the pleasure of Allah, you wouldn't have done this thing. That secondary benefit wouldn't exist either. But if you're doing it solely for that, and then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's where the problem actually is. When we say we do something for Allah, we must remind ourselves that we're doing it primarily for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholars, they say, if you can turn primarily into solely, then that's a higher spiritual station. You guys understand that? Primarily and solely. Primarily means I'm doing it for Allah and also so I can get Jannah. Solely means I'm doing it only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me Jannah. So it's two different perspectives on how to do your good deeds. When you're doing your fasting, when you're reading your Quran, be as sincere as you can. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, مَنْ صَامَ رَمْضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. Whoever fasts the whole month of Ramadan with faith, with belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sound faith, وَاحْتِسَابًا, and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarding us. Why else are we fasting, my friends? Can every one of us here testify that we're doing this so that we're rewarded on the Day of Judgment? Yes or no? Our hearts should shout, yes, that's why I'm doing it. There's no other reason. I'm not doing it because it happens to be a month, or it happens to be a habit, or happens to be everyone else is doing it. You have to tell yourself, you're doing this only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of peer pressure, not because of social pressure. If you're doing this fasting, if you're fasting for in the month of Ramadan for the sake of Allah, with faith and with the intention of being rewarded by Allah, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, your previous sins will be forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up His doors of mercy upon you. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this is not a hadith qudsi. The Prophet says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by the one in whose hand lies my soul, لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ, مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ, that the smell that emits from the mouth of the fasting person, you know, when the hunger intensifies and the emptiness of the stomach produces a smell that exits from the mouth, the human being dislikes it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that scent because that scent is a testimony of your sacrifice. It is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the scent of musk. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says that إِنَّمَا يَدَعُ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي, that that person, he abandons his food, his drink, his intimate desires for my sake, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْفَصِّيَامُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِيبِ, so that fast is for me and I will reward for it. When a person does something as intimate as fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to reward for it directly. And the reason why I say intimate is because fasting is for Allah, not for anyone else. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, while commentating on this hadith, he says, no one will ever know you're fasting. Allah has made it an act that's intimate, that's secret. Only that person will know who you decide to tell with your mouth. When you're walking around outside, when you're working with your friends or working with your colleagues, does anyone know what you're doing today? Nobody knows. The only way you can tell them is if you open up your mouth. That's why the hadith says, As-sawmu li, fasting is for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it's for me. It's a secret between myself and my servant. No one else will need to know. The Quran you read, the Taraweeh you read, make it a secret between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sufyan bin Uyayna, while commenting on this hadith, gave another explanation, very beautiful explanation. He said, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting is for me and I will reward for it, what that means is on the Day of Judgment, when a person comes in front of Allah, and that person will have good deeds, but that person has also violated the rights of other human beings. Those other human beings will come one by one and make a claim against this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person's good deeds out to the people who make the claims. However, when his good deeds come to an end, the one deed that they will not be able to touch is fasting. The fast will not be taken away from him. It will remain with that person. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzibi. Fasting is for me and I will give the reward for it. Very beautiful explanation. It's as if fasting is our shield. As the Prophet says in one hadith, as-sawmu junnah. Fasting is a shield. So the question now comes, how do we develop sincerity in our fasting? Or how do we fine-tune it? How do we even make it more sharp in our fasting hours? How do we experience it more? So the first thing, begin and end every one of your good deeds with renewing your intention and your commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the beginning of your fast, say it if you need to verbally. Ya Allah, I'm doing this for you. At the end of your fast, before you break it, again, make that dua. Say to Allah, Ya Allah, I did this for you. Bismillahi, alallahi tawakkalt. In the name of Allah, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I rely. Allahumma inni laka sumtu, O Allah, for you I fast. Wa bika amantu, in you I believe. Wa alayka tawakkaltu, upon you I rely. Wa ala rizqika aftartu, and upon your providing I do my iftar. Fataqabbal minni, O Allah, accept it from me. So make your intentions at the beginning and end of your fast. And in the middle, whenever you experience hunger or thirst, whenever you experience hunger or thirst, verbally say out loud, Ya Allah, this is for you. Ya Allah, I'm doing this for you, for no one else. I wouldn't have done it for anyone else. I've been dodging and avoiding diets all year, but now that you told me to do it, I'm on game. Ya Allah, this is for your sake. The second thing, one good sign of sincerity is that you do an action without anyone knowing about it. During your fasting hours, make sure every day there is one good deed that you do that no one in the world knows about. No one else in the world knows about. Do one dhikr, do one reading of the Quran. Give some charity that no other human being sees, no one knows about, just between you and your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time you do a deed of this nature, such so secretly, that is a sign of your sincerity. And the last thing, throughout your fasting hours, in order to establish your sincerity and to make it even stronger, to reinforce it, during your fasting hours, constantly in your heart, silently, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment of your fast, just keep making dua, keep making dua. Every time you stand up, make a dua. Every time you sit down, you make a dua. When you lie down, make a dua. When you wake up, make a dua. With every change in posture, when you leave the house, enter the car, when you're driving, keep making dua to Allah. And make simple duas. Ya Allah, guide me. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon this sinner. Ya Allah, forgive me and my kids. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon the ummah. Ya Allah, give us the companionship of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the Day of Judgment. Keep making dua to Allah. Because if you're calling on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your fasting hours, that is a clear testimony once again that you're doing this only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then at the end of all of our deeds, we make istighfar to Allah for any mistakes that we may have made. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. At the end of our affairs, we make istighfar to Allah because there is no human being that is pure, no human being that is faultless. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with sincerity and that not a single fast of our Ramadan is robbed away from us by shaitan or by the influences of shaitan. Shaitan is locked away, but those influences still remain. Those thoughts still remain. Those marks that shaitan has left on our heart, they still remain. May we never be robbed of them, not in Ramadan or outside Ramadan. May every deed we do be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.